From the heart of Bradford, this is BCB 106.6.
Hi, welcome to BCB Radio 106.6. I'm Fariha.
I'm Noor.
I'm Aisha.
And we are Speakers Corner.
Speakers Corner is a small group, mostly of young females in Bradford, and we are able to talk about political views, anything that affects us, and activities that we want to do or ideas we want to put forth. And it's a group that in Bradford or even outside of Bradford, which is like influencing more people, is a women-led group which comes into International Women's Day, which we'll be talking about today.
So, who are some inspirational women in that make you feel empowered?
Personally, I have like two role models.
Okay.
So, firstly, our favourite Black Widow, Scarlett Johansson. She did an interview with, she was at an event, you know, like these galas that they all do. And she was being interviewed by the same man that was interviewing most celebrities coming in. And he asked her if she was wearing a specific undergarment.
Okay.
And she asked him, are you asking all the men that same question tonight? Like, she's just showing and presenting herself as a strong, confident woman. Like, who is this man to ask me about my private, you know, that's is herself, yeah. Her personal space. You know, she's her own person. The fact that it's okay for women to be asked silly questions like that, but for men it's a big deal. It just shows the double standards in society. And Ariana Grande, she has a long line of dating history. We all know that. She is a goddess in her own way. But she, again, another interview by a man. She was interviewed and they had asked her, who are you going to start dating now? Like, this is straight after a breakup. And even I was sat there and I was like, who on earth? Like, what is wrong with these people? And she set him straight. She was like, I don't need a man. I don't need to rely on a man. I do everything myself. I work for myself. I make myself who I am. You know, my career is based off me and my talent. Why should anyone have to rely on a man? Which is so true. She's really stepped up with the feminism. I think a lot of women in the industry, like especially the music industry, they get pulled down a lot compared to the males. So I think it's just like showing this whole double standard thing and how we can tear it down piece by piece to create a fair society.
I think that also brings us on to a song from Ariana Grande, which we all love, God is a Woman. You love how I move you, you love how I touch you, my one. When all is said and done, you will believe God is a woman. And I feel it after midnight, a feeling that you can't fight, my one. It lingers when we're done. You believe God is a woman. I don't wanna waste no time, yeah. You ain't got a one-track mind, yeah. Have it any way you like, yeah. And I can tell that you know I know how I want it. Ain't nobody else can really. Boy, I like that you ain't afraid. Baby, lay me down and let's pray.
Different from the rest. And boy, if you confess, you might get blessed.
meant to be.
Yeah.
When you try to come for me, I keep on flourishing.
Yeah.
And he see the universe when I'm the company. It's a it be.
So, Aisha, we've heard quite a lot of inspirational women from you. How about you, Noor?
Aisha mentioned a few feminists or inspiring women who are mostly from the musical industry. You can date back to maybe even the past people who are not really alive right now, but their work is still here. For example, the Bronte sisters, they wrote and presented their ideas through their books and stories. And I think it's very important because mostly they came from around Bradford and very close. And that is the all I was proud to mention. Being specific about one main, Charlotte Bronte, she wrote Jane Eyre. And through her book, it was more of like a book, but it was done very subtly, but you could tell that she challenged feminist views, and it was before feminist was even a thing, which shows that people were starting to take on the fact that women aren't being treated right. And through her book, she challenges societal views, she challenged the fact that women, who she made her main character be unattractive, how they were treated differently to women who were seen as attractive. She clearly put the difference between rich and poor, but it always linked back to the women. The main character, Jane, she was challenged quite often through. At one point, she was homeless. At one point, she was nearly forced into marriage, you could say. Loads of people, she wanted to be independent. I think that's important as for feminist confidence and independence. That's always what is mentioned loads. And through her writing, Charlotte Bronte has basically implemented these views that no one else was at the time were really wanting to mention because of the sexism that was in society at that time.
So guys, on the note of women in society, what are your opinions on beauty standards?
Beauty standards are a massive issue in 2022. I think because social media influences what everyone sees, what everyone hears, it's keeping people up with the trends, which are causing people to want to keep up with the trends. It's becoming a habit. It's becoming something that they're proud of. Like, oh my gosh, I've got thin eyebrows. I've got long eyelashes. I've got a nice jawline. I've got structured cheekbones, you know. It's implementing an image into people's heads of what they define as beautiful and gorgeous. I think it influences a lot of people to want to be something that they are not.
Yeah, I mean, like, for example, there was, like, a trend going around about freckles.
Yeah.
And before that, so many women felt just so insecure with their freckles. And now that it's become a trend, people are, for example, putting henna on their face and getting these fillers that have freckles on them. I feel as though that's, like, one really big thing about, like, beauty standards as well. Because before, people feel really insecure about it. But as soon as it becomes a trend, it's, you know, something that, you know, everybody wants.
Yeah, and I feel like beauty standards are very unfair, and they are targeted at women. And it also makes it clash, like feminism is all about empowering, but beauty standards can lead to hate between women themselves. People will compare, but that's not really, like, the issue is people will start disliking other women because they don't fit into societal beauty standards. But it's like some people are praised for certain appearances, certain trends, but they always change, and beauty standards aren't like forever. They've become temporary. So whoever, whenever it changes, the people who were at advantage become at disadvantage. So it's always, no one's ever at like the top end of it. And so that it creates problems between women as well. And beauty standards, even if it's not in between women altogether, women face it more. There's more expected from them. And I feel like myself, it's not a good thing. But sometimes we do notice it ourselves, and it's just at the back of my mind. It happens automatically. And I feel like when we talk about personal experiences, there is beauty standards that I feel like I should live up to as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all guilty of it as well. As much as we're always like, you know, we need to fight against these beauty standards against women, we all kind of give in to it. For example, something so natural as body hair is just seen as impure and unhygienic, but there's a certain point to where it becomes unhygienic. But I feel as though people only think it's unhygienic because of the beauty standards, that you have to have flawless skin, flawless hair, straight. If your hair is naturally curly, people like girls straighten it. If their hair is naturally straight, people curl it. I think we're all like, yeah, you know, guilty of that. But yeah, I feel as though it's just society and what society deems to be beautiful, and everyone gives in to that.
And I think that's the main thing. I always refer back to it. And it says, like, the beauty is in the eye of the beholder. We shouldn't let society be our beholder.
I mean, linking in with this, Speaker's Corner has put together a project called I Am As Perfect As Me.
Yeah.
I think this links in really heavily with the beauty standards that are up in society right now. It's just showing that you are beautiful the way that you are, and no one should ever tell you any less. Like, you need to accept you for you, and you should love you for you.
Yeah, and I mean, as much as like society is going to say that, oh, these are all imperfections and stuff, you're beautiful, and the flaws that you see in yourself, they're probably just your mind or society as well, but you're genuinely
your imperfections are someone else's perfections. It's that way.
I
think it's important to also realise how our campaign isn't just focused on women. So yeah, it's also about it's mostly young people as a whole. People get really caught up into societal views and stuff, and the young people are just like left to the side, not really able to give their opinion, even though they are affected by it. So it's not only just focusing on women, even though we are a women-led group, you know. It's also that you're focusing on everyone. It's really like important to be inclusive and realize that these problems, even if it is feminism, everyone does get affected by it, and gender inequality does come into it, and there is a certain point where men as well have been facing issues and stuff. I feel like sometimes it's also important to realise that men actually stand up for women in these points and provide their views as well. So part of International Women's Day, we are celebrating women but as well as men who have stood up for them and have like supported them as well through this.
Yeah, talking about society's beauty standards, how about we get to a little bit of music. Next song's by Alicia Cara, Scarce You're Beautiful. She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention. She praises an image. She prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see the light that's shining deeper than the eyes can find. Just the way you are, and you don't have to change. Sonu, what does feminism mean to you? And I mean,
International Women's Day. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's really important to note that the meaning or definition of feminism has changed over the years. What it initially started out was women actually gaining what they deserve, getting a bit more confidence, getting the rights that they are supposed to have. But overall now, when people say, are you a feminist? Some people will say, I am this type of feminist. I am this feminist. You're not that feminist. If you're a feminist, you're a feminist.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's understandable when they say it, because people now have taken on the view that there are feminists who maybe take on a view that when they are doing feminism activities or voicing their opinions, they do it in a way either they are putting men down in the process or making themselves seem better. But I think it's important to know, when I say feminism originally is just gaining equality, gender equality exists too. Men face the same things. However, men are advantaged, they are at the top, they are given more rights. And I feel like when we say feminism, it's just wanting equality, there's simply equality. We want the same thing men have, we want to be treated the same. Even if gender doesn't come into it, as a person, people should be receiving respect. And someone's gender, someone being a woman, it shouldn't be the reason why they are facing discrimination. It shouldn't be the reason why they are put second for a job interview because there's a man who's doing the same thing. It shouldn't be the reason why they are told to cover up, the reason why they are blamed for certain incidents just because they have a body of a woman. And I feel like for International Women's Day, it means different things to different people, but as a day for me, it means celebrating achievements of all women. But I feel like, when you say feminism, you're not always focusing on women. Be appreciating the efforts and the work people have put into towards giving rights to more women or to making them better, to what people have been able to do, the struggles they have faced. Also the men who have helped, who have gone through the struggle of seeming less masculine, maybe because they are wanting to help women, maybe because they have views that put them same as women and people don't like that. I feel like that's really important.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I heard this thing, what you're talking about before. There were two people at a job interview. Actually, one of my teachers in my school told me this story about the old school she worked at. There was one man and one woman. The woman was about 23, she just got married, and in performance, the woman was better in the skills she had, in the experience she had, yet she wasn't the one that got the job. It was the male. And after, my teacher told me, she was like, the reason she got this was because she was newly married, and, you know, she'd have kids, and she'd have to go on maternity leave. And I feel as though it's honestly just really stupid that you're not going to hire someone because they're newly wedded and, okay, they might get pregnant, they might have a kid. I'm sorry, but
we're not having that.
Yeah.
It's not on.
I mean, if you want another generation, you're going to have kids.
If you want workers for the
exactly.
next few years.
And I mean, it doesn't have to be the woman that goes on maternity leave either. Men can go on maternity leave as well. It's not just about women staying home and looking after the kids while the man goes to work anymore. I feel as though, especially in 2022, like, we need to realise that. And I mean, who knows? That man might just newly get married. He might go on maternity leave for his wife. Mm. So, I mean, you know, you never know.
Yeah, I feel like in workplace and stuff, there are loads of problems facing women. I feel like maybe it's not always between men and women. Again, it could be women with either women. So when either one woman is doing better than the other, I've seen it in loads of movies and stuff, and it angers me so much. I want to throw the remote at the TV. It's like, why are you doing that? Or the women will go and make rumours about that woman's success being the result of her sleeping with the boss or something. And it's like, you're supposed to be appreciating each other's skills, each other's assets, everything that a person is doing and the struggles that they're facing to actually have that success or to even be lucky as a woman to be able to get to that high position. Yeah. And I feel like it's also the pay gap. People disagree sometimes. I know some people were disagreed. They were really definite on saying there is no pay gap. But there definitely is. There's loads of jobs where people, just for being a woman, they just pay less, even though they are probably doing better at the job, no matter what it is. And it's just not fair.
Yeah.
You asked earlier, like, what does feminism mean to you? But why do we have to have feminism in this world? I mean, like, from this perspective, okay, I'm admitting, yeah, I'm guilty of scrolling on TikTok for 3 hours. But I came across a video, and you know what? It really it brought something to me, like, why do we need feminism in 2022? This man had said, I'll explain to you. If there was a man in a room full of women, he's in heaven. And if a woman is locked in a room full of men, she is in her worst nightmare. She's scared. She's vulnerable. Why is that?
It's
because women have been so threatened over the years by male dominance and, you know, the fear of being raped, the fear of being abused, the fear of being hit. They don't like it. It's scary. It's putting women at a disadvantage. Men have the upper hand when it comes to consistency and dominance with women. They always will. It's just masculinity at the end of the day. It's always going to dominate feminism.
And their egos, I mean.
Exactly, the egos as well, if not wrong. But, you know, it's affecting in society, because why should I, as a 16-year-old girl, have to go out and be scared? Yeah. Like, I should be able to go on midnight walks. I should be able to ride my bike wherever I want. Not having my mum worried, keep your phone on you, make sure your location's on, so we know you're okay.
Not having to pretend to be on the phone while you're walking down
exactly.
the street.
Exactly. Getting a taxi, being on the bus, alone. We shouldn't have to feel like that.
But women, if it was a man.
Exactly. If it was a man, it would be a different story. Men feel that they're entitled to do whatever they want because there's no fear. Whereas with women, we have our boundaries because we know that there is something to fear in the public. Society is not what it used to be. You know, it's changed over time. It's become so negative. It's just like, protect yourself. Make sure you're okay.
And I mean, obviously, that's not all of society. There are a lot of good people obviously. In the world and everything. But I mean, I feel as though it's just like a certain part of society that, like I said, just follow like the trends and everything.
I mean, at the end of the day, the problem with our society is the bad will always outweigh the good.
Yeah. But then again, there's like a lot of strong, independent women in the music industry as well. They work so hard. They work so hard to get to the place they were, like the place that they are. They've published so many like really strong independent songs, and it just gets hated on a lot of the songs. And I mean, sometimes it's just like, oh, it's a trend being a feminist, and then it's just gone. And like, let's say one week you're a feminist, the next week the trend's gone, so you're not.
Yeah,
and I feel like coming back onto the topic of being scared on men, or being scared in general of something that might happen to you just because you're a woman, I feel like it's also important to note that within many families or within many cultures too, there are different ways people are put at disadvantage for being a woman. It could be in their own household, it could be anywhere. But like, people have different expectations. So sisters are expected to come home before their brothers. They're not allowed to be, maybe they're not trusted. I mean, why should people be scared, or why should we have to worry about... People worry about their wives, people worry about their mom, people worry about their sisters and their daughters. It shouldn't be happening. People always say, why should we protect our daughters when people have allowed their sons to become those type of people? Maybe you should look inside your own home or your upbringing, how you've taught your kids. Maybe the problem lies within there and not the fact that a woman is trying to live her life and be successful.
Yeah, definitely.
I think on that note, we're going to move on to another song. She's definitely made a mark in history. Alicia Keys, Girl on Fire.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
guys. So what sort of world would you hope to live in one day?
I'd like to live in a world where I don't have to be scared, where I don't have to fear men or male dominance or masculinity, and that I know I can protect my own kids in the world and make sure they don't turn out to be the scared or the feared of.
Yeah, I'd like to live in a world where I am confident that I'm not being put at disadvantage or not being put second because of my gender, that I know I'm fully being recognised for the work I am doing and for the efforts I am putting in.
Yeah, same, to be honest. I feel as though I'd want to live in a world where my daughter would be able to go out and she wouldn't have to feel scared, but also a world where men don't feel like they have all the power.
A world of equality.
Yeah, definitely. So, we're Speakers Corner, and
again, we've got to remind you, we are a women-led group. You have to be proud of that. And thank you for listening to us, and happy International Women's Day. If you're a woman, be proud.
Happy International Women's Day.
We're just going to finish off on one last song by Maggie Linderman, Pretty Girl.
I can swear, I can joke, I see what's on my mind. If I drink, if I smoke, I keep up with the guys. Just a pretty girl.